With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's no secret the past 2 years have been a challenge for specialty crop exports thanks to the pandemic and supply chain challenges. But BJ Thirlby, president of the Northwest Cherry Growers, says they're fortunate that very little of their exports to China is sent by sea.
The good news, the glass is half full answer to that is we actually fly 90% of our cherries, and we've at the Fruit Commission, we have worked with a couple different airline groups, and we've helped the industry out in recent years by helping, talking some people into trying freighters.
But even that, Thirlby says, won't be easy moving forward.
We expect our exports to be down a little bit. We were down this year. You know, traditionally, we've been in that 35 to 30% range, and we were right at 30%. Last year, we were right at 28. So between the tariff situation we've got in a couple countries in Asia and the freight situation, it's just a scary deal.
Thirlby says they've had some success in China prior to the trade war.
But put on 50% tariff, and then you get the risk of their government over there, which is really scary. And a lot of the people that, you know, in the last 20 years have become successful entrepreneurs are under the microscope in China, and that's a scary place to be.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Northwest cherry export markets and the challenges they'll face in the years ahead.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. For more information, go to our website at aginfo.net.